a place called Argentina. And he's
you couldn't make it. This is Trump and Elon Musk talking. Oh, what a world. I don't know who this is for. Maybe we try with Talking Head then. Or a possible scene, you know, in some dystopic movie or alternative scene like that, where things really, or yeah, POL has one that could be turned into that, where it's time to push the button and the nuclear, you know, and we push it or not. So we got this, we can make this scene, we got this female president. The first female president, wow. And then at this time we have, it's not about her being a female president as such, but you know, the whole government around her is run by and populated with dopey gung-ho Generation Z, or whatever you call it, you know, some kind of cool hip generation. They are smoking their joints and they're having their parties, and they're, many of them are just career people. Some of them are outright psychopaths. It's a weird mix. And even this whole thing with Democrat and Republican or this and that, it's not, these are just words now. We're beyond that. So they are sitting there, these kids, and they are cynical. But then there are some, you know, some of these more, we could say there are three kinds. A psychopath is simply ones, you know, to play his or her game. And then there would be the the career person, right? Who is not very intelligent really, but maybe idealistic, you know. I became a member of that party because I was convinced you can change the world, make it better. I believe in the cause. And then, but they're not very knowledgeable when it comes to running a country. Not very highly educated. More the kind of person that should be in some idealist NGO, non-profit, for a good purpose or whatever group, as an activist or something.
You know, it's almost going to force them to run better, and they won't do good initially, but you're not going to do worse than you're doing right now. And I would say that the cost, you would cut your cost by 50 or 60%. And you have a little monitor, you know, you want to make sure they're teaching English, isn't it?
But then, you know, there's, so that kind of gang there, we can develop a whole character gallery. And then there's a president who happens to be a lady, and that gang there, they are completely out of touch with the rest of the world. to them, overseas is just some weird place on the other side of the planet, the dark side of the world or something. And their job is to defend the interest of their nation and so on. So, and they have also, the more psychopath versions of them have figured out, you know, the power play there in the capital of this big, fantastic nation is already packed with fantastic qualified leaders and politicians and power folks and all kinds, and the business rich people and all. So it's hard to make a name for yourself there. So therefore, if you to do that, if you just go abroad, then you can, you know, save some the people of some dictatorship into the bright, loving world of democracy and, you know, the good side of the world. So that becomes some kind of ambitious goals that people there in that house are chasing. So, and then, you know, things are not going very well, the economy is going down, we need bringing more business, military industry brings in the most. What can we do? Gotta save ourselves. So, and you know, we need to finish off those other competitors over there. They are doing better than we do, so war, we can't attack them right on, no. Proxy war, yeah. Good idea, and we can sell so many weapons, and we let other soldiers die, other young men and women from the proxy nations, and save our own from dying. Great idea. We'll have another joint. So that kind of mix between the psychopaths and the, you know, the stoners and the ambitious ones and the idealist fanatics can turn into a strange brew, and it gets to that point where they decide that the nuclear is the only way to win this game, and they don't even understand why it would be, because, you know, the experts come in and they say, well, it's suicide, we will all die. And then you've got this end scene where this leader lady, this president lady, she's like standing in front of that expert and say, no, I can feel it. And then he says, what do you mean? We can make it. But I just said, you know, the Russians and this and that, those here and there, they will do this and that in a few minutes after you push the button, and it will look like this. And then he shows some screen there with all the places on the planet where there will be so and so much destruction going on, and the clouds of radioactive contamination, you know, shown there in orange floor, so you can, or animated, you know, in a kind of fast track what would happen in just a day or two. No, she says, what do you mean? And then maybe she starts talking astrology or something, you know. Now I'm in the house of this, and I got Saturn and Venus and trine. No, it's not going to happen. What is he talking about, this man says. And then maybe there's a whole team there of scientists. And then she stands there with her generals around. And they are not very intelligent, and they haven't been to war anyway, so young guys maybe even. And they're yes men. And then she, you know, after a while, these scientists there, or knowledgeable people there, the weak side here, you got the strong ones over there, and the president herself. So how do you push this thing? And what do I do then? Well, you do like this, and that comes some expert who's carrying the briefcase or whatever. Opening that one with do this and that, and then after we push, what do we do? Then we have our emergency exit, and in 5 minutes you will be in a safe place. You mean the safe place? Yes. But the safe place is much further from here. Now we've got an entrance here too. A safe place. Is huge and connected by underground roads. Oops. So then, you know, they start the whole thing, and then her thumb comes down, approaching that button. And someone will scream, "You are committing suicide for all of us." And what does she do? Maybe she pushes it anyway. And nothing happens. And she said that. So, did it work? And they sit there with their monitors. I think so. We gotta see here. So, they should have some numbers and screens showing, you know, when the launch is happening, and there are no numbers. And the people there are walking around as if nothing happened. So the button doesn't work. There's something going on there, maybe some hackers fixed that, which would be interesting actually. If somehow or other, maybe our Rick had a part to play in that. That somehow or other, some hackers, and we are talking real old, good, super duper expert, elite hackers, actually managed to... disable the button.